Saturday Light Brigade, and we're just getting our next set of guests in, and they are here, and I think they can hear me okay. I'm going to first begin with Ian, who is here. Ian Smith is the founder of an organization called First Waves, and I think you'll be kind of fascinated by what we'll be talking about is taking advantage of a great natural resource here in the Pittsburgh area. You know, out west, people are craving water right now. If you're listening in Phoenix, you certainly have a different situation than we do here in southwestern Pennsylvania from where we originate. And Ian came up with a program called First Waves, and tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I started First Waves last year, and basically I wanted to take my passion for water sports, primarily stand-up paddleboarding and river surfing, and kind of fuse that with the art of filmmaking and conservation to kind of give the youth in our area a voice to learn how to, you know, participate in the water activities and learn how we can protect them and then share that experience with others.
Now, stand-up paddleboarding, can you explain what that is?
Yeah,
I guess it's just what it sounds like, but let's try to paint a picture of that.
Yeah, definitely. We can paint the picture. So essentially you have a slightly oversized surfboard, and the idea is that you're standing on that with a large paddle, and you can paddle it just like you would a canoe or kayak, but you're in a prone position, so it kind of feels like you're surfing across any body of water. So you don't necessarily need a wave to ride, because in a smaller surfboard you need that momentum to keep you up. But with a paddleboard, it's large enough that you can go on lakes and rivers, and we do have standing waves, which is kind of where the idea for First Waves came as well. You can actually surf in standing river waves right here in Pittsburgh, so you can learn to surf, which is really fun.
I've never succeeded at water skiing or surfboarding. How easy is it to learn?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's part of the beauty of stand-up paddleboarding and river surfing. I've been teaching this for a long time, and I've never had a student not be able to do it. You can compensate for people's abilities with a larger board. And, I've had people ages 7 to 78, and everyone's been able to stand up and really enjoy themselves. And once you're on the board, it's kind of an epiphany of sorts that you can actually do this. And once you kind of settle in, it really feels nice. And, and you could definitely do it, and we'll hopefully get you out this summer and make that happen.
I would like to do that, and I would even take an audio recorder with me and record the experience. I'm quite serious, and we could get a chance to share it with folks.
That'd be great. Is it waterproof, though?
it will be by the time we're done with it. Let's meet who we have with us today, and I'll just ask you each if you could introduce yourself. If you'd like, just tell us where you are in life, where you go to school, how old you are. If you want to give any shout-outs, this is a perfect time to do it. Why don't we start with you, shall we?
Okay.
Come a little closer. So.
Okay. My name is Amy Narvaez. I go to school at Agora Cyber Charter School. I actually currently work right now as well. I recently turned 17, and what I'm doing in life is setting my goal for finishing high school and becoming a mature adult.
Is this your senior year?
Actually, no, this is my sophomore year.
Great. Have you thought about what you might want to do afterwards? It's a little early if it's your sophomore year.
I actually want to get into the music business or cooking, because those are two of my favorite things to do.
Well, that's great. What neighborhood do you live in?
I actually live in Wilmerding, PA.
I know where that is, believe it or not. it's nice to have you with us. And let's meet who's next to you. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Steve Adams. I'm a junior in high school. I live in Monroeville, PA. And I go to Gateway High School in Monroeville.
And do you know what you'll be doing in the fall?
Not really, just focusing on seeing what colleges I can go to, seeing if I can go on like a sports scholarship or, go to like a junior college for a year or two.
What sports do you play?
I play baseball and football.
Excellent. And everybody's asking you questions like that. And I'm sort of anticipating what people are wondering and thinking about. But, You don't have to have all the answers now, that's for sure. Let's meet our last person who's with us. This is, do you prefer Rich or Richard?
Richard really doesn't matter. Okay. My name is Richard Jetter. I go to school at Brashear High School. I live in Beachview, and I play basketball.
Excellent. And what grade are you in?
10th grade.
I don't know, do you see SLB out at Brashear very often? Because we're there during first period on Wednesdays every, is it Wednesdays? I think it's Wednesdays. No, yeah, Wednesdays. There's like a free period where you can do different things. Is that, I forget what it's
like
called.
Advisory?
Yeah, yeah, an advisory period where they're doing recording work out there. And we also are there as part of an after-school program. You're probably doing sports, I bet, from what you said, but we're there as part of an after-school program in the afternoon. So let's just have you guys talk a little bit. All of you can sort of join in. What was this like? Why did you guys learn how to do this program? And Ian, feel free to jump in too. What was your first impression that I'm going to paddle on
that
the rivers?
I was going to fall.
Yeah.
I was terrified, bro.
I didn't know what to expect.
I mean, had you three ever done anything on Pittsburgh's rivers before recreationally?
No. I've actually didn't want to, like, stand up on the board because I thought I was going to fall.
Where did you do it?
What was the?
Jonestown, PA, the first time and the second time. It was in one of the rivers in Pittsburgh.
The Southside River.
So you started in Johnstown?
Yeah. The first place that we go is for a river surfing lesson. And basically they're going to learn about running rapids and surfing standing waves like we mentioned earlier. And there's a place called Greenhouse Park, just a beautiful park just outside of Johnstown. And that's a great venue for learning. So we went up there for the first one. And then the second time it was kind of a little bit of a different culture. We went to the south side of Pittsburgh. So that was where we did a conservation cleanup. And these guys did just an amazing job of collecting, I don't know, what did we find, guys?
Some pretty carts, tires.
Some pretty interesting stuff, for sure.
But this was in the park or in the water?
In the water.
Yeah.
So can you actually...
Like full shopping carts in the water and tires.
And full tires.
Wow. So how did you do that? Were you, like, on a boat or...?
Some of us were on kayaks and our paddle boards, and we, like, actually, like, took some of them back and came back to do more.
Yeah.
That's amazing to think about that, just how much you could collect. So once you did that, that kind of got you acclimated more to the water, I'm guessing, and also you're performing a service project. Then what about the paddle boarding, getting up and actually doing the paddle boarding part of it? Who found it the easiest? Something tells me it was you, Richard. Did you?
No, it wasn't me. I was the hardest.
You're the tall. It might be hard if you're taller, right? Yeah. What was tough about it?
The toughest part was since I was the tallest one, it was balancing myself on the board. So yeah, I fell off a lot, probably the most.
Yeah, I would think it would be tough. And did you learn any tricks to like stay up or what you have to do?
They bend your knees a lot. You have to make sure your knees are bent and just kind of go with it.
And do conditions change, or is the river steady enough that once you figure it out, you're pretty much safe?
Didn't they, like, close the dam for us, so it was, like, a little less?
Yeah, definitely. So they've got a piece of calm water that they can kind of learn in, but then as you paddle up, you're kind of going into this wave feature. So you've got to deal with a little bit faster water, and that's actually going to pull you into it and keep you there, almost like you're surfing an ocean wave. So everyone had a good time. Once they were steady in the flat water, they could move into that wave and practice surfing. And the goal is, you know, falling off is definitely not a bad thing. You know, that's kind of the intention. And well, other than for Amy. And I think I intentionally dunked her in once or twice, too. So I have to apologize to her on air for that.
Well, that's kind of a different thing, though, to actually experience nature in that way where you really can't control. I guess you learn how to control what you can control, right? I mean, are there some aspects that you can apply to everyday life after you do something like this?
It makes you want to get out there more and actually, like, do it on your own after you do the program. Because me and my mom signed up for this summer to actually redo it again.
Did your mom do it last time?
No, she actually watched our videos, and she was actually pretty impressed of what we did, and she found it very amazing because we all like helping like communities and doing all that, because we actually do that for my school. We do like little events to help people. So my mom found it interesting, so we're going to try this summer as well.
That's really fantastic. You've inspired her to do something, and you're going to be able to teach her. How about you guys?
I think it makes you want to be like more outgoing and try new things all the time. Because when we started, I didn't really know what to expect. But I had a lot of fun doing it. Surf, learning how to stand up, paddleboard, and cleaning up pollution in the rivers.
Yeah, and these rivers, I didn't ask you, do you live near Brashear?
Yeah, I live in Beachview.
Yeah, so, you know, all of us are pretty familiar with the rivers. We drive by them, we see them all the time, but many of us have not gotten in the water other than maybe, you know, dipping your toes in or something here in Pittsburgh. So that had to be a neat...
We actually jumped in the water.
Did you?
Yeah, we all played in it after. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And it had to be fun in Johnstown, too, to do that environment. What did you think? Were you able to apply some of your athletic skills, too?
Yeah, I mean, I fell off a ton of times, but the Johnstown one, it was mainly about learning and stuff, so we, applied those skills on the Pittsburgh one, but I didn't, what was it called? I did the kayak, mainly.
Oh, yeah.
Because the kayak was, like, it was... I don't know how to explain it, but it was much like it was way easier than paddleboarding because I was so bad at paddleboarding.
See, I'm glad you offer kayaking kayaking has challenges too. Mm. But I would like kayaking. I'm comfortable with. I know what to do. Canoeing, I'm comfortable with. Paddleboarding, I feel like I'd be tough. I see you shaking your head on canoeing, Amy. That's not for you.
My fear is falling in general, so when I got on the paddleboard, my fear was trying to stand up because I didn't want to fall, and on the kayaks and all that, I didn't want to fall. Like, that's my whole thing, just not to fall.
Well, you guys have all done something that I think we've got a lot of folks here this morning. There's probably 30 to 40 people out in the studio behind you in the theater, most of whom are adults, and I'll bet you very few of them have been in Pittsburgh's rivers, and even fewer of them, if they've been in them, have been in them on anything other than a large ship or boat where they're being completely controlled by the vehicle as opposed to powering it and taking control of it itself. Any applications to like life's problems or solving problems like navigating the water? Does it like sort of give you thoughts about how to get through something that might be rough?
Yeah, it definitely gives you like a full outlook on like how bad the water is and like how people just throw stuff right in like a shopping cart. Who would have think that you would just throw a shopping cart or a tire in the river? It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. I remember the first time I saw that, and I was just amazed at that. I saw you nodding your head, too. Any thoughts?
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff in the river that we found that you wouldn't, like, expect to be there, that you really wouldn't think you would find in the river. Like, we found barrels, shopping carts, ropes, tires. We found a lot of stuff.
We found, like, a 100-foot rope.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was so heavy to pull out.
I think Amy was the one, too, that while we were actually out there, she saw someone as we're cleaning this stuff up, and you can tell them.
They were throwing the trash back in the water, and they looked at us as we were cleaning it up, and they just didn't care. They just threw it in there again.
That's amazing. Did you say anything?
Me and Cole, he's not here right now, we actually were hollering as we were saying something, and we were telling him that's rude. You see us cleaning it, you see us trying to make a difference, and you're just making it worse. So,
did they have any reaction?
They just threw another bottle and just walked away.
That's a shame. Well, we only have a couple minutes or so. Ian, is there anything you wanted to mention that we haven't really talked about? I do want to mention, I think you're all participants in Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Is that how you were recruited for the project?
Yes.
And they had to be a great collaborator for this.
Oh, unbelievable. And Cheryl, who's our participation coordinator, you know, really made this happen. When we had the idea for the program, you know, there were a lot of loose ends that needed tied up. And If it wasn't for Big Brothers Big Sisters, I don't think it would have worked. And the participants that came, you know, as you can see, I mean, obviously incredibly proud of what they're doing for our city, and really happy what they can do for our environment here. So, yeah, it's just been an amazing experience.
And also a great skill for life that you can teach to other people. Now, how can you get involved with First Waves Pittsburgh?
Yeah, so the program's going to be continuing in a number of different places. If you go to firstwaves.org, you can find information about how to become a volunteer and find out about events that we're doing. There's also a newsletter that you can sign up for there. And follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle is @firstwaves.org, and you can find us at First Waves everywhere else.
Great. And Richard, Stephen, Amy, I'm so glad all three of you could be here. I know how busy Saturdays are.
Yeah.
Anything else either of you, any of you, wanted to say?
Well, we actually learned how to record videos, like
how to do
the professional way, too. And apparently our videos came out better than the Comcast one, as
we
were told.
Yeah. Well, you worked with Susan Howard, that's why, right?
Mm-hmm.
Susan Howard.
GoPros that they put on, like, the helmets. The paddle boards, so you could see like what we were doing, we were kind of like in action.
Yeah, you can see those videos. I think you worked with Susan Howard at Pittsburgh Filmmakers, right?
Yeah.
You can see those videos at the website, firstwaves.org. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was a big part of it.
We actually went in the water to record as well. Like, some of us actually got hands and feet in the water with the cameras to actually get the action. So
nice.
We took big risks on them slippery rocks and everything, so...
Well, I'd love to see you maybe do a radio documentary that way. We could have
you out
with one of those waterproof recorders that once I drop in the water will be waterproof.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we do have some waterproof ones, but probably our replaceable ones.
Yeah.
Anything else to add? I just want to be sure you get anything in you wanted to.
I just like the whole experience, getting the... try something new while helping the environment at the same time. I didn't know to expect. It was fun, and I would do it again if I had the chance.
Yeah, I would do it every day if I could.
Boy, that's the best endorsement ever, because there's a lot of things you can be doing. So,
yeah.
Ian, thanks.
Thank you,
Stephen and Richard.
Thank you.
And also Amy, and I hope we'll see you again sometime.
Hopefully.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.